I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Argentina is deeply divided on abortion. Last week, tens of thousands of activists took to the streets in support of a bill that would have made abortion legal in the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. The Argentine Chamber of Deputies had passed the bill, but the Senate voted against it. Michelle Oberman is a professor of law at Santa Clara University and author of the book Her Body, Our Laws, on the front lines of the abortion wars from El Salvador to Oklahoma. I asked her about illegal abortion in Argentina and how it compares to other countries in the region.
Well, what I can tell you about is how illegal abortion works generally across all of Latin America and really throughout the world today, which is that it doesn't make abortion disappear. Abortion seems to be at least as common, if not more common statistically, in countries with really restrictive abortion laws as it is in countries that have liberal laws. For decades now, Argentina has been really the destination of choice for upper-middle-class women who are in Latin America in countries like Chile with much more restrictive laws and who don't have the money to fly to the United States to get an abortion that's completely legal. So Buenos Aires is known as a place where you can get a pretty safe illegal abortion. This has started to change in recent decades with the advent of abortion drugs, which have made abortion, illegal abortion that is, safer and more accessible to women without requiring them to travel to a different country.
Now, this bill that was voted on in Argentina generated a lot of attention, a lot of activism, especially from young women in Argentina. What was the catalyst for that outpouring of support? I mean, why did it happen now?
So there have been activists working to reform or to change the abortion ban in Argentina for decades now. But there was a young girl, a 14-year-old, who was pregnant and whose boyfriend didn't want her to have the baby and who instead beat her to death, and her body was found underneath his house. And I think that putting that tragic face on the problem of abortion really catalyzed people across the country, women and men alike, and led to the girl becoming the face of the abortion rights movement, ni una menos, not one less, so that when they went forward with their demands on International Women's Day this past spring, the top of the list was revising the abortion law.
And what do you think are the things that drive people to get abortions? Let's focus on Argentina.
So the things that drive abortion rates in Argentina really aren't a matter of great surprise. There are women that are struggling on their own to raise children. The majority of women who have abortions in Argentina and elsewhere are women who are already mothers. Those women, when faced with an unwanted pregnancy, are not going to be able to easily decide to keep the pregnancy unless there are supports in their lives that make it more feasible. So supports for housing, supports for schools, supports for daycare, flexible work hours. And these things are really the same the world over. We just don't talk about them because we're so focused on whether the law symbolically either protects the image of a fetus being a human being or protects and honors the image of a woman having autonomy over her body. And again, on both sides, the symbolism is really important. Both sides feel it keenly, but neither side can claim that if we change the law to do either honoring the woman or honoring the fetus, abortion goes away or abortion becomes an easy decision. I mean, the reality is that abortion is a hard decision because it's driven by really tight circumstances that a society, if it wanted to, could begin to change.
Going forward in Argentina, do you think the sort of support for repealing the ban on abortion can be repeated in the future? I mean, there was a whole lot of momentum. I mean, it lost, but there was a whole lot of momentum this time around.
Yeah, I think that the momentum is such that it's going to be pretty easy for the movement in favor of getting rid of the ban to continue. I think what the activists did particularly well this round was to reach across class lines and to mobilize poorer women to care about abortion by naming the fact that wealthier women have safe abortions, even if they're illegal, and that poorer women are the ones who are really carrying the brunt of the abortion ban. And by mobilizing across class lines, they really galvanized a movement that I don't think is going to go away easily.
Michelle Oberman is a professor of law at Santa Clara University and author of the book Her Body, Our Laws, on the front lines of the abortion war from El Salvador to Oklahoma.